Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. I'd like to begin the show today by taking a moment to pause together. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing in this moment, let's connect with our bodies. No matter what you're feeling, you have peace, love, and joy within you right now. Let's all just take a breath together. Big exhale, making more room for an even bigger inhale. Another breath with a sigh. I know a lot of you are driving home from work. Just let yourself relax your shoulders and feel the air as it enters your lungs and as it leaves your lungs. And feel the aliveness in your lungs as you breathe. Thank you for joining the show, and I'm really grateful to be with you here today. We're going to jump right in. Are you in a relationship roller coaster? Have you gone from one failed relationship to another wondering what went wrong? If you'd like to close a gap between the vision you have for relationship and the reality you've been experiencing, stay tuned for today's show, Preparing for a Healthy Relationship with Cassie Daggett. Cassie's been on the path of transformational health and healing for most of her life. She's a certified practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, a licensed massage therapist, and a somatic therapist. Cassie offers an eclectic collection of services including somatic therapy, massage, breathwork, coaching, consulting, workshop facilitation, and publishing. Her work is uniquely customized for each person, couple, or organization she serves. She's a student of life who honors the individual path each person takes. She delights in the creative process and lives to engage with the present moment. Let's welcome our guest, Cassie Daggett, to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Cassie.
Hi, Lynette. Great to be with you today.
It is so great to hear you. And I met Cassie years ago, actually on the bridge at Brighton Bush Hot Springs, which is a rustic resort. And from the moment I first looked in her eyes, I was like, wow, there's something really amazing about this woman. And I've done a number of her courses, and they have all been absolutely fabulous. And one of her many gifts is, how would I say this? She kind of like is a DJ for the soul. She can pick the song your soul needs to hear in that moment, in addition to being able to dive into the depths with you so you can go as deeply as you want to go in your healing process with Cassie. So that's been my experience with Cassie.
Well, that's a very sweet little personal testimonial. I so fondly remember that moment on the bridge with you and it was such a sweet thing to have that instant connection. And it was definitely a very mutual moment. And in some ways, a perfect example of those kinds of relationships that are meant to be for a lifetime when you meet somebody. So,
yes, so, I was guided to walk to that bridge. And I have felt like doing another one of your classes for quite a while, and if we lived in the same town, I definitely would, but I'm planning on taking a trip to do one of your classes because I found that you have a Yeah, just a unique approach, and I haven't found anybody else quite like you. So,
Yeah, well, you'd be welcome anytime, sweetie. I love it when you're in the room with us, and so anytime, yeah, it would be great to see you in person again.
Oh, wonderful. Well, towards the end of the show, when you share your services, I'll have to pick what I'm going to go to.
Okay, sure, yeah.
So tell us a bit about your background. What led you to be a relationship coach, among all the other things that you are?
Well, I'm in a relationship, so it's like all the offerings that I offer individually and or with other people, including my husband, Victor Rozek, pretty much everything that I spend my time doing is following something that's wanted. And so much of the work that we offer is work that's been requested of us. And I'm getting a little bit of feedback on my line. Are you hearing that on your end?
I'm not.
Okay, so I'll just try to do my best to ignore it. Anyway, so this preparing for a healthy relationship workshop came from a request of a number of people who were all asking for a similar thing. We were at the time doing a couples workshop, and there were a lot of people who wanted to do that workshop but weren't yet in a couple, and so were asked us to provide a workshop for folks who were not yet in a couple relationship and were still wanting some of the same skills and resources that we offered couples. So that's how we came to develop this particular workshop. And actually, I'm just started, in doing this interview with you, I started looking at the information, and I think I'm going to turn it into a little e-zine type of a book that'll be available through our website, because it's really important information for folks to have, and a good it'd be a good thing for us to just make available to a wider audience by posting it on our website and having it available as a download.
Well, let me know when you get that up, because I want a copy.
Okay, yeah, great, great. I definitely will.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it totally a roller coaster, but I'm not yet in the relationship that is really what I want. Mm-hmm. So I'm really interested in your information.
Well, and the thing that's funny about relationships is whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, it can be a roller coaster. And so, the whole grass is greener thing applies in this situation, where if you're not in a relationship, there's the desirable thing to be in a relationship, and then there's so many people who are in relationships who think that it's more desirable to be out of a relationship. And so whether you're in one or out of one, sometimes the content is the same in terms of the personal work that there is to do.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And being in a relationship brings it up more, I think.
Yeah,
it's easier to run and hide when you're single.
Yeah. It's just a different set, different, same kind of, same issues, different circumstances.
Well said. So did you personally experience this relationship roller coaster and then moving into a healthy relationship?
Yeah, pretty much. I did have a history of serial monogamy and was all over the map in terms of my relationship history. And then finally, 17 years ago, when I met Victor, it was really time, and I finally had met the right person to dive into a more committed for the rest of my life type relationship, which was really new for me. I was sort of on the revolving door of, serial monogamy is the term that gets used a lot to describe that, where I just went from one relationship after another. And until he and I got together, I think the longest relationship I was in was like 4 years. And then we've been married 15 years now and together for 17 years. So. And it takes work. So, and all of the work that we offer in the preparing for a healthy relationship workshop is the kind of preparation for being in a healthy relationship that still sustains our relationship now that we're in a relationship. So what we figure is that the skills that are required to be in a healthy relationship are very personal. And so whether you're in a relationship or not, it's the same set of personal skills that make a healthy relationship possible.
Wonderful. So you and Victor teach those together.
We do. Yeah, we do this particular workshop together, as well as several others. And
And then there are some workshops that I do on my own. I have right now I'm in the middle of a Wednesday women's group that I'm doing on my own with a wonderful group of women. And then I collaborate with my friend Jeannie Edwards and offer a women's workshop called Reflections. And the next one of those will be, I think, in May. No, the next one of those is in August. And then Victor and I together in the spring and the fall, so the next one's in May, is the Self-Care on the Path of Service workshop that we do. And then in March, I'm doing a new one, Lynette. I don't think you know about this yet, but I'm offering a workshop with my friend Lynn Jensen from Seattle, and we're offering a workshop on the Big Island of Hawaii in March. And it's going to be a women's.
I just saw that. We're going to have to go to break, so I want to hear about that when we get back from the break. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Cassie will tell us more about preparing for a healthy relationship, and we're going to hear about a retreat on the Big Island. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments. You can find my contact information on openlivenow.com. My guest today is an amazing coach and therapist. Sorry, someone just sent me a funny note. My guest today is an amazing coach and therapist, Cassie Daggett. Could you give your contact information for our listeners, Cassie?
You bet. Our website, we have several website names, but they all point to the same location, which is our initials, VRKD. So it's for Victor Rozek and Cassie Daggett. So VRKD.com is our main website, which is majorly under construction. We had a bit of a breakup with our web host, and so we're in the midst of rebuilding our website. So if you do go to the website, just know that it's a work in progress. It's being reworked in a very major way. And then my email address is Cassie, K-A-S-S-Y, so K-A-S-S-Y, at VRKD.com.
All right. Thank you, Cassie. So the note that threw me off was the station manager sent me a thing that said lovely throat clearing. So I guess I thought I was clearing my throat without anyone hearing me, but it went on the air.
That's great.
Okay. So as we cut off, you were just talking about a retreat on the Big Island.
Right. Yeah, my friend Lynn Jensen, who's a yoga teacher in Seattle, and I are going to be offering a retreat for women on the Big Island called Breathe Into Being. And it's at a lovely retreat center called Holly Kai, which will be our own private retreat center. So there'll be nobody else at that location except for our small group. And we'll be creating a sacred circle for women to explore their healing journey with daily yoga and meditation and breath work, and it'll be an opportunity to do some deep inner work and to relax and have some adventure and fun and swim in the ocean and have a working vacation in a way, a time to work on whatever is next on each person's individual path while being in the beautiful environment of Hawaii. So,
and when is this?
Forward to that. It's
what
in March.
Dates?
It's the March 4th through the 11th.
Wonderful.
2011. So
great. I visited that retreat center. I didn't stay there, but I was visiting a friend in Hawaii. I went to that retreat center because he was cooking there, and it's a really lovely place. And it's really close to the beach.
Yeah, it's right on the ocean. It's a magical place. Beautiful grounds and really lovely accommodations.
Okay, so let's get into the facets of a healthy relationship. You said there are 7 facets to healthy relationship. Could you share those with us?
Well, we kind of, when we were working on developing this particular workshop, I was trying to figure out how to organize the content that we started coming up with, and it seemed to really fit in along with the chakras nicely, which was an interesting thing to come across. And so what we did is we developed a series of 7 different facets of a healthy relationship, and then the barriers and what it takes to create a healthy relationship, to be a person who contributes to creating a healthy relationship. And so the first would be spiritual, and a barrier would be feeling a lack of connection. And so the healthy relationship comes from, I feel connected with myself and spirit first. So when I'm connected to myself first and operating from that place, it becomes possible to create a connection with someone else. So I connect with myself first in order to be available to connect with others. And then second would be mental, and so there often is a lack of vision. And so if that's the area of lack for a person, then getting clear about their criteria for a healthy relationship and establishing that clear criteria so that they can envision the type of relationship that they want instead of settling for whatever shows up, which is what ends up causing a lot of problems for people. And then the third would be verbal, so a lack of skills. And so we teach a lot of good basic core communication type skills for learning how to communicate clearly in a relationship so that the conflicts that do come up, because conflicts are going to come up in any relationship, so if you have a better handle on communication skills that are effective, then it makes it possible to overcome that obstacle. Then the next would be emotional, so a lack of balance. And so by doing my own personal work and increasing my emotional range so so that I have both the capacity to handle all of the goodness and abundance and love and connection that happens in relationship, while also being able to tolerate the down times or the challenging times or the things that are hard or the times when I get triggered or when I think the other person's behaving badly or when I'm behaving badly. It's like being able to expand my range so that I can tolerate a wider range of experience. It's definitely an important piece. And then the fifth would be activity, a lack of action. And so I overcome my inertia and take action towards the kind of relationship I want. And then six would be creativity, so a lack of inspiration. And so it's important in a healthy relationship that I do things that interest me. Like this morning I went to my painting class. And then it's also important that Victor does things that interest him. And so we each have our own personal things that we do for ourselves that the other person has no interest in. And that's a very important thing in a healthy relationship. And then seventh area is the sensuality, sexuality. And the barrier for that can be a lack of safety. So learning how to set clear boundaries and doing my own personal work so that whatever issues I have around feeling safe and vulnerable in a relationship can be addressed so that I can be fully present to being involved in that kind of intimate relationship with another person. I do that with myself first, and then I become available to be present in that way with someone else. So that's sort of the core structure of what we're offering, and then everything else is sort of built on top of that with more exercises and processes and different kinds of skill-building things that are all relevant depending on what each individual person is dealing with in their own life. So we have lots of different things that we bring into the mix. So it's not a specific program. It's a program that's very much customized to each individual who participates.
Yeah, I haven't been to any of your relationship classes, but the self-care and the path of service and the reflections, both of those, you definitely had structure and a safe and intentional space. And then you followed deep intuition and all of your skills and knowledge and were able to customize things individually for a person's need. I noticed you balanced that really well.
Thanks.
So I love this. So it's a spiritual, mental, verbal, emotional, and then the activity, creativity, and sensuality or sexuality. And you could do a workshop on all seven of those.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The little 4-week, the 4-week introduction to preparing for a healthy relationship is really kind of a foundation piece for people to have a better idea of where their areas of the barriers are, and then once they've identified that, then it's possible for them to do more individual personal coaching with us if that's something that they're wanting, or they may want to come back and do a longer workshop, more in-depth workshop with us, and continue working on their own personal areas where there may be lack of skills or resources that make it possible to be fully available to a relationship. Because really what it is, it's about coming into a better relationship with myself. And then as I'm in a better relationship with myself, then I can be in a better relationship with another person.
Absolutely. And I know that we tend to have this expectation that we're just going to know how to be in relationship with ourselves and in relationship with other people. And I know that connection is our natural state, but we do get a lot of conditioning and, other kinds of junk garbage that gets in the way and blocks that connection. And yes, we do all need to learn these skills for our personal life. And then certainly if we're going to be, having a relationship with another person.
Yeah, because life happens to us and, things happen. We have early childhood traumas or we have, an old history from junior high school, early relationships, deaths in the family, deaths in our friends, and there's all these different things that occur that create wonderful opportunities to put up a wall or a barrier to letting myself feel that love for the other, in order to prevent myself from feeling the pain of the loss or the pain of the separation or the pain of the breakup or whatever it is, and really challenging part of the path of being in relationship is letting it be okay to be that vulnerable to love, because the reality is that it's not as scary to say yes to a relationship as it is to tolerate the embedded no in the yes, because underneath the yes, 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 I want to be with you is that no that comes in the inevitable letting go, the inevitable surrender to the end that in the form that it's in. And that will happen for all of us at some point. The form that we are in will change, and we will drop our bodies, and the relationships that we have as we know them will no longer exist in the form that they're in. And that's the terrifying fear underneath all relationship, is that if I allow myself to feel deeply with another, that there's that eventual no that's there always in the background.
And on that note, we're going to go to break. This is Lynette McKenzie. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I've been talking with a fabulous relationship coach and gifted therapist, Cassie Daggett, about preparing for a healthy relationship. And she covered 7 steps of a healthy relationship that corresponds to the 7 chakras. And just before we went to break, she was talking about the no that's in the yes. And could you recap that just one more time, Cassie? The
sure,
in the yes?
Yeah, it's I'll tell you from my own personal little glimpse into my own personal story with that. When I was young, I was in my early 20s, I had my stepbrother, who was just this beloved person in my life, an absolutely beloved member of my family, and he was diagnosed with cancer and died at the age of 24, and or 23, I was 24, and I absolutely adored him, and I had so much love for him, and I was so very bonded to him and was devoted to him during his dying process and all of that. And so when he finally died, there was a part of me that really shut down and didn't want to let in love because it was so painful to let go of him in my life. And at that point, it was just a painful, I took a very painful dive into living very isolated. I became kind of a hermit, and for about a year, I really didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. I lived a very solitary life. I went to work and came home and went into kind of a deep depression and spiraled pretty down into being pretty unhappy for most of a year. And then at some point something happened and I realized that I was not going to be able to keep living if I didn't somehow snap out of it. And at that point, through just, I don't know what it was, something deeper than the depression took hold, and I started climbing my way out of that despair and the sadness and the longing and the anger at the loss of him in my life, and I started opening up to being in relationships again. And that's when it became really clear to me that it wasn't saying yes to a relationship that was hard. It was the embedded no that's in the yes, because someday we will lose those who are dear to us and near to us, and that no that's there underneath the yes is often what prevents us from getting into a relationship and staying in a relationship, because trying to avoid the pain of separation. And so part of the journey is to let it be okay to have that wide range of experience and to learn to tolerate the extremes of experience rather than trying to censor that in order to avoid it. Because that's what being fully alive is feeling all of the joy and sadness and the full range of experience that we have available to us.
Yes, and my business, Opening to Ecstasy, I got the name from that. The idea of ecstasy being everything, the whole range, everything that's possible. Yeah. And that when you resist one thing, you end up suppressing everything. If you numb one area, you numb everything.
Exactly.
And yeah, if you're going to have your heart open with love, you're also going to have grief.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't have intimacy without grief.
In fact, the deeper the love, the deeper the grief. And so that's part of what it takes to be in a healthy relationship. To be open to a healthy relationship is letting it be okay to connect with that deep, divine, abundant love, and know that the flip side of the coin is there too as part of it. And that's part of what our human condition is, part of what's available to us.
Yes, and I found
In some ways, that's how we know how much love we have is in the depth of our grief when someone leaves.
Yes, and I know, like in your breath work, that you guide someone to through their breath to go into feeling, maybe some things that they have been holding inside that need to be released. And always when you go into, whether it's grief or rage, sexual feelings, but oftentimes it's something that we have a negative connotation towards that we don't want to feel, that when you deeply allow yourself to feel that, that then there is that opening to love again, and it feels exquisite.
Exactly. And the phrase that I use a lot is, any feeling fully felt changes. And so when I let myself go into that fully, when I take myself on a deep dive into whatever it is I'm resisting the most, and I go towards it and into it and through it, then it becomes possible for something else to emerge on the other side of it. And so, yeah.
Yes, because we often think we can protect ourselves by, you know, not getting into relationship, or, you know, oh, if there's the no there, then just stay with the no. But we end up having actually more suffering when we try to keep ourselves from suffering, because there's, I don't think there's any worse pain than the pain of not loving at all and not connecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very sad state to be in. And it's important. It's an important state of being. You know, it's a developmental stage that's important. And so if that's where someone's at, it's important to acknowledge that that's the right thing at the time, and it doesn't have to remain static. And so it's there's nothing wrong with being in those kinds of states of being. It's a matter of acknowledging and honoring in the way in which that's the absolute right thing to do at the time. It was the right thing for me to do that year of depression or that year of downward spiral, because that was the truth of that moment. And then something shifted and it became different than that. And so, you know, at the time, I just didn't have the resources or skills for it to be anything but that. And in some ways, it's by going fully into it is what makes it possible for me to even dare to think I have anything to offer others in terms of exploring that territory.
So, and because you have explored it in yourself so deeply, you do have so much to offer others.
Well, thanks, Lynette. Yes, yeah, it's a journey for sure. It's a constant journey. I stay on the path as fully as I can myself, because that's what makes it possible to be in service to others.
So, in your service to others, I was wondering if we could just do a very brief sort of example here.
Yeah,
I know that
yeah.
I'm. Thank you. It's been maybe 2.5 months. I'm not sure exactly. I had a breakup, and I'm not looking for a relationship, that's for sure, but I'm in the process of, you know, healing and getting, creating an image of what I want to have in relationship. But I'm really interested in your work with preparing for a healthy relationship, because I have had a number of relationships that have been disappointing. They haven't been what I wanted. So I'm wondering, you know, what you would advise listeners, but maybe you could use me as an example. Like, how would you advise me to proceed?
Well,
you know, I'm in this state right now, and I'm wanting to, in the near future, have a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think what I'll offer you is just the, you know, where we start when we do the preparing for a healthy relationship workshop is that first thing that we do with folks when they come into that workshop is help them identify what their criteria for a healthy relationship is. And to locate yourself in that. And so the first thing that I would ask the groups and that I would ask you is, what is your criteria for a healthy relationship? Because it's different for everybody. So what's yours?
That's a good question. And when I saw your 7 facets of a healthy relationship, I thought, I'm going to really, study that again and expand my criteria. But I know that I want deep honesty, connection, passion, and growth. I want spiritual growth. I need to have a relationship where, you know, we're able to process emotions and give an honest reflection and be really fun friends with each other. Mm-hmm. And also grow together.
Great. Yeah. So if that's, given that that's what you're wanting, then one of the things that's going to be important is to really keep that in your mind, to keep that in your heart, and to stay clear with that being your criteria for a healthy relationship, and to not settle for less than that. And so part of saying yes to a healthy relationship means saying no to people who don't match you at that set of values. So if a person comes into your life and they don't have a similar shared set of values, then they may be a wonderful friend. They may be a beautiful person to have in your life in some way, but they may not be the person that you want to have in your bed with you. So being clear about that and letting it be okay to have those be your personal priorities is a good first step.
That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. I also, in the end of this last relationship, I saw a lot of ways that I was pushing love away that I didn't realize. And that's one of the reasons why I was interested in your work, preparing for a healthy relationship. Because it was an awakening for me. The pain of that loss was a deep awakening, but it's so easy to, go back into forgetfulness.
Right.
So while in this space, I want to learn all the skills I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what you just identified is a belief of being unlovable or unworthy, right? If I'm pushing it away, then often that's showing an underlying belief that there's some way in which I'm unlovable or unworthy of love, I'm not sure what your particular belief is, but one of the things that we would do is to help you untangle what that is for you, and then we can work on doing a belief change so that the positive underlying intention of that belief is honored because it was the right thing to adopt it at the time. And then we can move forward into a new, more empowering belief so that you can have the outcome that you want in a relationship while also honoring the ways in which having that belief that you're unworthy of love or unlovable, that part of you, that tender, tender, wounded part of you is honored for adopting that belief at the time that it did in order to keep you safe or protect you.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. I hate to do that. I love everything you're saying, but this is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, Cassie has a very special gift for 3 lucky listeners. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking today with an extraordinary woman, coach and therapist, Cassie Daggett. And before we went to break, she was talking about, well, basically dismantling the barriers to a healthy relationship so that we can be ready to create our ideal relationship. Before we go any further, though, Cassie, I'd like you to give your contact information again for our listeners.
Our website is vrkd.com, and then my email address is Cassie, that's my first name, K-A-S-S-Y, Cassie at vrkd.com.
Great. And my site, openlivenow.com, if you go to the radio section, all of the different guests that I've had on the show are there with their contact information. So if you ever, you know, can't understand a link or can't remember it, openlivenow.com will take you to the information for anyone I've ever had on a show. So you can get Cassie's information there. So, Cassie, you had mentioned to me that you have something special to offer three lucky listeners today. And what is that?
Well, I'm going to offer some individual, three one-hour individual coaching sessions. And it will be an introductory coaching session. And so how do you usually do that? Do you have people call in, or how will we do that?
That's a good question. You know, I haven't yet done call-ins or set up any kind of affiliate program or anything like that, or even gotten an assistant. So
so how about if we... what if we were to have the first three people to send me an email requesting that would be the ones who get it?
That sounds great. That sounds wonderful. That works for me.
Because we don't have a way for people to call in, apparently, huh?
Well, there is. I just haven't done it yet, so I need to ask how to do that.
Okay. So we can do that next time.
Yeah, the last call that I did last week, the lady forgot her call, and when we called her, she was actually on a river trip, canoeing a river.
Oh my gosh, that's wild!
And luckily she had her cell phone, and she was in range. So when I got a hold of her on the cell phone, she was holding onto a tree, you know, to hold herself still in the river, you know. And it was 3 hours later there, so it was getting, you know, dark and cold.
That's wild.
And I went,
yeah.
Oh boy,
I'm luckily in the comfort of my own home, so everything's fine.
But that reminded me that I need to have a plan B in case someone doesn't show up. And you asking me this now makes me think, okay, well, I need to have a plan for this too. So thank you for helping me get ready for my next step.
Sure, yeah. So we'll just say the first three emails that get sent to Cassie at VRKD will receive a one-hour free introductory coaching session.
And that's
on the
great
topic of your choice.
Yeah, I wish I could be one of the listeners getting a free session. I'd love to. I haven't had a coaching session with you.
Well, I might have to just offer one to you anyway. So.
Well, I do want to have a further conversation with you about what you're offering as far as, you know, relationship teaching, because I know you're doing the self-care on the path of service, and you're doing the reflections. This is a retreat for women.
Right. And then we also have, I'm doing the Hawaii workshop for women too. And Victor and I together do individual coaching sessions with people, and we have a home office in Eugene that we work out of. And so even people from out of town can come and stay at the house and do individual coaching as couples. And that's working out really great. We just moved our office into this full house, it's a wonderful location for working with people. And because our website just disappeared, we're in the midst of revising and revamping everything that we're doing and how we're presenting that. So our revised website is a work in progress. And but along the right hand side there, it shows a listing of all the different kinds of things that we do. So it's we have quite a collection of stuff that we're offering these days.
Yes, you do. And I'm interested when you have your next class for preparing for a healthy relationship.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a teleseminar. It's going to be the next way that we offer it. And so it'll be easier for people to attend it who are from out of the area. We're going to test it out that way and see how that works. I've been doing more phone coaching with people long distance and really enjoying it, and it's working really well and makes it easier for people from all over the place to be able to participate without having to travel and get lodging and all that stuff. So it's we're going to be testing the waters with the preparing for a healthy relationship once we find a new date for that.
Well, great. Be sure and let me know, because I would like to be in that teleseminar for sure. And I'm also interested in having another breath session with you. For anyone listening, Cassie does this breath work that really helps you clear away the gunk, you know, even if you don't even realize that you have it. And she uses music and then just her presence, the fact that she's dealt with the wide range of emotional intensity inside of herself in such a way that she's able to be really present with other people as they go through whatever they're going through. She's excellent at holding space for people to go as deeply as they want to go.
It's just really sweet, Lynette, to hear you talking about your experience of working with me. It's a very lovely reflection back. Thank you. I'm feeling really touched right now.
Well, it stayed with me, and I'm definitely ready for more. It's been far too long.
Yeah, I can tell. I feel really touched to hear you talking about it.
So we're getting close to the end here, but we had spoken about, I feel like I'd cut you off in the last segment. Well, I did cut you off.
And that's okay. That's your job, to cut me off.
Yeah. I know. Unfortunately, that is something I have to do. But you're talking about beliefs. Like I said, that I was realized that I was pushing love away. Mm-hmm. And is there anything you wanted to say to complete that around a belief of maybe not being lovable that makes someone push love away?
Well, I guess I would be curious about more info from you about that. Like where do you remember that starting for you?
Well, I think that might be too big of a topic than what we have time for, but what could I say? You know, I know that there's a lot from childhood, and I've done a lot of work on that, but it's always layers. And I had just realized when this last relationship that I was in was ending that I wasn't aware of ways that I was energetically, you know, pushing away love when I thought I was actually asking for it. That even the way that I would ask for things, that even if I said all the quote-unquote right words, that I would actually be pushing him away at the same time. And I'm seeing that I've taken it right to the end here, where we only have 1 minute left. What would you like to say in this last minute, my dear?
Well, I would like to thank you so much for inviting me on your show, and bravo to you for doing this. And it's a great new direction for you, and it's been an absolute delight to be hanging out with you in this way. So mostly I just want to express gratitude to you for who you be and what you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Cassie. I appreciate that very much. And that means a lot to me, coming from someone I admire as much as I admire you. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us about preparing for a healthy relationship, which was a lot, just how to be in a healthy relationship with ourselves and with others. Thank you so much for that. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Opening to Ecstasy. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, Linda Joy, the publisher of Aspire Magazine, will be joining us to talk about a juicy, joyful life. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com, or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.